Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Jesus began his church during his personal ministry. Okay, I know there's a lot of stuff out there that church began on the day of Pentecost. The church did not begin on the day of Pentecost. The church was already in existence before the day of Pentecost. You believe that? If you're at this church, you know that by now that I believe it. Matter of fact, turn me to Acts. We got a couple of visitors here. Let me show you something real quick and then we'll go back. Acts chapter number 2, the day of Pentecost, verse number 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Here's a question that even a caveman can understand, okay? How can you add to something that was not previously there? This is on the day of Pentecost. And the Bible says, unto that was added unto them 3,000. So the church was already in existence before the day of Pentecost. When did the church begin? And this isn't a church study on ecclesiology, but the church began during the personal ministry of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ called out his disciples from the Sea of Galilee, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. He began with those disciples that were baptized by John the Baptist. You ever heard of him? John the Baptist? Well, not John the Methodist, John the Presbyterian. I shouldn't have said that. I'm going to be in trouble now because this goes out live on the internet. God named him. I didn't. Anyway, they were baptized by John the Baptist. He took those disciples and he made that first church. And it talks about he began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Who was them that heard him? The disciples, the church. They heard, confirmed unto us that these things are true. Jesus is so much better. Well, how shall we neglect it? It's so much better. This was a word to believers, not unbelievers. The danger is not rejecting, but neglecting the great salvation that was already given to them. This is a great salvation because we are saved by a great Savior. We are saved at a great cost, and we are saved from a great penalty. A reason why so many neglect their salvation, now listen very closely, is because they merely see their salvation as receiving something and not being rescued from something. Let that sink in. A reason so many people neglect their salvation, I didn't say reject, I said neglect their salvation, is because they merely see their salvation as receiving something. They hear, come, receive, and not taking into account as they're being rescued from something. We have been rescued from death, from hell, from sin, the power of sin itself. And most people think, well, I got eternal life, I'm on my way to heaven, and okay, it was asked me, Rhonda's husband, Sean, I knew that. Sean asked me, what do you think about that Ashbury revival? Good question. And I told him and I told Rhonda, I said, I don't want to be skeptical. Did I say that word right this time? I don't want to be skeptical. And I'm not. I said, I will, on this side, I'm glad they're out there doing that, not out there getting drunk and just praise the Lord for that. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we got talking about for about 5 minutes that not to be critical at all, and I'm not being critical because I'm not there, I'm not experienced. I'm glad there's some things that Jesus is being proclaimed. And Paul said this, whether it's contention or whatever, I'm glad at least Jesus is being preached. I understand all that. I'm just afraid a lot of this is emotionalism. A lot of it. Didn't say all of it. And it's something, boy, it's kind of like, remember Jesus feeding the thousands and thousands? In John chapter number 6. And stay with me. I don't want y'all to misunderstand what I'm saying here. All these thousands of people, and he said, he's feeding them. Boy, what they could get. Jesus said, well, if not till you eat of my flesh and eat of me. Remember all that? And they all left. And Jesus, matter of fact, I'll remember the passage because it's John 6:66. 666. But check it out when you get home. Many of them left. I ain't saying it's the mark of the beast. That's a note. It's how I can remember this. You know how I remember my wife's birthday? 1, 2, 3. January 23rd. When we were first married, we married 36, 37 years, whatever it is. She's not in here now. She's teaching class. Baby, I forget her birthday. I forget her birthday first couple. How can I remember your birthday? It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Now y'all know Latrice's birthday, January 23rd. Okay? John 6:66. From that time, many of the disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then Jesus said unto 12, we also go away. And Peter said, where are we going? You have the words of life. The thought is people are there for what they can get. And when it runs out, I'm not saying people aren't being saved. I am not saying that. I am saying this. Matter of fact, I have three people. Just gave me the three testimonies that when they were 8 years old, and 10 years old, they went to youth camp, and praise God for kids who were saved at youth camp. But many of them, like a bunch of cows, I have to be careful how I say this, because my wife experienced it. Sean said he experienced it, and Ron. They all, an altar call, and everybody goes up, and the cousin told Latrice, well, if you'll go, I'll go. I'll go if you go. So they went up, and they repeated a prayer. And they went back, they came back to church, got baptized, and they thought they were okay. That's your testimony, that's her testimony. Then they realized there's no repentance. They just say a prayer. And I'm afraid that there's so many people in Baptist churches that have prayed a prayer, and they're on the way to hell. Prayer doesn't save anybody. Give me 2 minutes. Let me tell you a sinner's prayer. We know most people repeat this prayer after me, and if you believe it, you believe it. We have to be so careful. I know people are saved that way if they really believe. But let me tell you biblically what the sinner's prayer is. Remember that publican? They all came into the temple, and Jesus, or he tells a story. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus said that man went away justified. That was his sinner's prayer. Lord, just be merciful to me. Let me give you another one. The thief hanging on the cross. Lord, remember me when thou comest to thy kingdom. He didn't repeat a prayer. The Lord said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. That, my friend, is salvation. Amen. When you realize who you are and who Jesus is, whatever you say, matter of fact, before you say anything, you are saved. It's with your heart man believeth, and in the mouth confession is made. You are saved before the first words can come out of your mouth. I believe that. Instantaneously, you know who you are, and you know who God is, and from within your heart, the Holy Ghost is working upon you, and you're like, I need you. That's salvation. I'm not saying you can't say that prayer, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, I'm a sinner. I know I need you. Whatever you would say, I'm not saying, but I'm telling you, deep down, they better know. And there are so many people in churches today. I'm so afraid. I hope it's not Westwood Baptist Church, because I've tried to be clear to you as I could this morning. Listen, it's not so much receiving something, and we do. It's realizing we've been rescued from something, from our sins. He lifted us out of that miry clay and set us upon a rock. Amen. Man, I can't wait to preach this morning. How can we neglect so great a salvation? Jesus did something for us that we could not do for ourselves. Lord, could we ever? Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you for this word. We thank you for that great salvation, Lord, and it's our prayer. Perhaps there is somebody here that's lost, knows you're not a Savior. Lord, may you save them even now. Call upon your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.